Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
Welcome to Broadcast Dialogue. I'm Sean Smith. It's been a transformative couple of weeks in the Canadian radio landscape with the announcement of the Radio Player app, spearheaded by CAB's CEO Radio Council, as well as the launch of iHeartRadio by Bell Media. Now, through these two initiatives, the vast majority of radio stations in Canada will now be available to listeners digitally across all devices and on vehicle dashboards. Leading the charge for Bell Media is Rob Farina, senior advisor for the launch of iHeartRadio in Canada. Congratulations on the launch, Rob. Let's start at the beginning. What's the vision?
Well, the vision of iHeartRadio is really to create a brand, really, that's a Trojan horse that's only as powerful as all the local radio stations and music offerings that live within it. You know, iHeartRadio is social, is mobile. So we're incredibly excited about it. We've been in kind of preview mode for about a week now, working the kinks out, and the response from our listeners has been pretty fantastic as well. So we're really happy with the way things are rolling.
Now, the iHeart brand obviously comes out of the U.S. Now, Bell obviously has the wherewithal to have created its own platforms from scratch, I'm sure. And we know that certainly there are other platforms out there that you must have looked at. Why, obviously there's some proof of concept there, but why iHeartRadio as opposed to something else?
There is nothing else we looked at, is the truth of it, because nothing compares. iHeartRadio has a North American footprint of over 91 million registered users. The iHeartRadio Music Awards this spring garnered 115 billion, with a B, social impressions. Mm-hmm. These are fans interacting, sharing around an experience of a brand that has radio front and center in it. So there's a formidable machine that was exciting to us and something that we thought would be exciting to Canadians.
Now, this it appears from the outside anyway that that Bell is very much realizing a place in the marketplace. I've heard some categorize it as Bell would wish to be the entertainment company in Canada versus, say, like a Rogers that has a big sports promise. Is that fair to categorize it that way?
Music is an important focus for us, and radio continues to be an incredibly important medium. You know, one that I know you're passionate about, mm-hmm. we're passionate about, and the industry's passionate about. We want to bring the best experiences that we can to Canadian consumers in the music space and the entertainment space. We're proud of being kind of, you know, part of that ecosystem and contributing in ways big and small.
We've been talking about synergy for years in media, in the different companies in Canada. Do you think that we're able to get to it at this point in the development of all of our media in Canada? 15 years ago, when the different companies would be looking to leverage their different divisions and try and create some synergy across, you know, different programming and so on, it seems that it was always tough to get to. But now technology may or may not be making that an easier play. Do you find it's easier to create synergy, across a company as deep as Bell versus before?
I think what makes it easier to create synergies in the situation of a company the size of Bell and, you know, probably the size of Rogers as well, and even Chorus, is the amount of assets that you have. That, you know, there's complementary assets that you have. For us, radio is a complementary asset to what we do with Much Music and the music verticals that flow out of CTV and CTV2, mm-hmm. and iHeartRadio, you know, has TV components, Part of our partnership is that we've got a series of iHeartRadio televised shows, a series of iHeartRadio events in the U.S. We're also kind of rolling out our own events. So, you know, in a company like Bell, we have a great way to amplify that message and create content that could be used on multiple platforms. But at the same time, I think, you know, broadcasters are really focused on, you can't really shoehorn synergy, you know, to a certain extent. It has to make sense for the brands, mm-hmm. and you can't do it at the sake of the brands. Is it any easier than it used to be? I think people are more open to them. I don't know if it's any easier, but I think people are more open to them. And I think, you know, there's also an understanding that you can mandate synergy, but often it comes at a price. So when we want to create synergy, it has to make sense for both sides of the equation, right? We can't mm-hmm. shoehorn initiatives that just don't make sense to have on a certain radio station or a certain TV station.
Well, we're all embarking down this road together. How are you finding it with the people and the stations within your group in terms of adoption of a new way of thinking? Are there any challenges there or wins so far that you can see?
I think the iHeartRadio rollout has been really a cakewalk in terms of the adoption from the markets. Mm-hmm. There is a real aspirational value attached to the brand. The power and the clout about the events, both the, you know, big from the iHeartRadio Music Festival to small to, you know, CJ in Calgary is going to be sending a pair of winners next weekend to see Green Day at a secret session in Los Angeles. So the feedback's just been, you know, fantastic, which is great because I've certainly been part of things that I've been trying to roll out into markets, and it's sometimes like getting a child to eat broccoli.
so true.
iHeartRadio felt like leading a child to the ice cream shop.
Yeah. Now, how do you, how have you observed the advertising marketplace responding to these new opportunities that you're putting before them?
There is great excitement on working with a brand that provides a lot of opportunities and access, and the ability to build really bespoke campaigns for marketers. Mm-hmm. The biggest kind of takeaway for me has been two things. First of all, the agencies are all really happy that we have access to just a wealth of case studies. So if we're going in to talk about a specific brand, chances are we're able to go in with about 15 incarnations of things they've done with mm-hmm. iHeartRadio and the US. That's incredibly helpful in the ideation process. The second takeaway is the amount of U.S. agencies that we have never transacted business with that are familiar with iHeartRadio and contacting us to get involved in iHeartRadio. So the only thing I could compare it to is when I was part of the Astral team when the Virgin Radio brand got rolled out across Canada, because the power of a brand, there was an implied value to what they were getting. And whether or not the stations were different or programmed differently, it came down to the value they saw in the brand.
Brands are really, I think, where the future of our business is going. And strong brands mean a stronger connection with the audience and a stronger industry as a whole.
I agree.
Now, there is going to be another, you know, initiative in the marketplace, Radio Player. I'm sure you've been following that and you're aware of that. You know, I've spoken with the Radio Player folks in the UK and they're well aware of iHeartRadio and they're very open and positive about, you know, the more in the marketplace, the better. How are you feeling about the way that the industry is aligning up in Canada with these two, so far, two apps?
I've been obviously meeting with a lot of broadcasters across Canada over the past 4 or 5 months. We're going to have a bunch of broadcasters coming onto the iHeartRadio platform in 2017. You know, the question that got asked is, you know, do we have to decide to do one or the other? Do we need to pull our streams off of Tuned In? And my answer to everybody is absolutely not. you know, we should be available to consumers in as many places as possible. Mm-hmm. We're in an age where the consumer needs to control their personal choice. So if a consumer loves the Tuned In product, then they should continue to use the Tuned In product. If they love the radio product when it comes available and want to use that as their primary gateway to great radio, then they should use that. So I think as an organization, Bell feels that the more places people can engage with radio, it's a good thing, you know. And ultimately, our jobs is to make sure that we're really engaging people with the best content. You know, if we're available in as many places as possible and we're delivering great content, we're really doing our job to the consumers. We have a team of people that lives in Detroit, and all they do is work with the auto manufacturer. Mm-hmm. We have a team of people based in Manhattan that deal with all the electronics companies. We actually have people at iHeartRadio that actually live inside of some of the electronic companies working on the development. So we believe iHeartRadio provides a solution today to get on, you know, multiple devices, multiple platforms, and that we're leveraging all the work and experience and trials and errors that the U.S. team has spent the last 7-8 years developing.
It's an exciting time to be in the business, isn't it?
It's a really exciting time to be in the business. What's most exciting to me is how audio entertainment is changing. And, you know, and Sean, you're taking part of that and what we're doing right now with podcasts. You know, I'm obviously a big fan of podcasting and an early adopter. I remember many moons ago, I launched the Roger, Rick, and Marilyn podcast. I think we were among the first. To me, podcasting is a radio product. Anything that's audio entertainment, I view as a radio product. And to see that people are gravitating to different forms of audio engagement is exciting for our business. I'm of the belief that it's a great time to be in radio, and it's a great time to be a creative person. And talent has never had more power in their own hands to build a foundation and build their cachet than what they have now.
Rob, you're a busy man. You've got calls coming in left, right, and center. You've got the hottest product of the week in the marketplace. So congratulations on the launch. And
thanks, Sean.
Thanks for joining us.
Cheers.
Rob Farina is senior advisor for the launch of iHeartRadio in Canada. He joined us from Toronto. Thanks for listening. I'm Sean Smith.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.